Thank the Lord it's well with our soul this morning. That's the greatest blessing we can have of anything. Been thinking through the week a little bit. Last weekend, maybe Monday morning or something, the Lord started just inspiring the first chapter of 1 John to my heart. And I want to share a little bit of it with us in 1 John 1. I want to read about seven verses and then maybe we'll look at what they say. And, there's some things that are such a privilege and a blessing to have. We have a lot of blessings in this country. We have a lot of privileges. And we are truly blessed to be able to have the freedom that we have here this morning. What a wonderful thing this morning. You know, there are blessings to the freedom that we have in our country. There are wonderful blessings, and we enjoy them so much. You know, this morning, there are some things in the church of God. There are some things in the family of God, some things that God himself has given his people in Mount Zion. And those things are special blessings. And one of those things is fellowship. I want to look this morning a little bit at what the scriptures tell us here. We didn't try to do a in-depth study this morning on this word. But I want us to think a little bit this morning about what 1 John tells us about fellowship and what it's based on. And how that we can have this sweet thing that we have between us. I think about, we've all read probably almost all of us here have read Psalms 133. And I know that's speaking of unity, a very close cousin, if you will, or very close to fellowship itself. There's a sweetness that is found in the things of God. Maybe I'll just read that first. I want to look at what David said concerning unity. I know we've read this scripture before us plenty of times. It's a very special scripture in the Bible. And it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." You know, there's a special pleasantness and a special goodness that there is when brethren can come together in unity. It is something that we have not set in place ourselves. It is something that we have not. We all come from many varying backgrounds. Some were raised here and some were not. Some were born in different homes, different settings. Some were born or raised in the mission field. I don't know how many, at least my wife was. And others of us were raised right here in the central United States, others in different places. But you know what this morning? It is not that we know each other that we have fellowship. It is a God-given and a divine blessing that the Lord rains upon his people that gives special joy to the people of God. And this morning I want to bring out just a few little scriptures about that sweet fellowship that we can have in the Lord that brings a joy to our life. You know, the world longs, and many people long for friends. They long for someone to bear their heart to. They long for someone to walk through life with. Well, I want to tell you something today. We don't all have the same privileges in those ways, but we all have the privilege to walk together in the Lord. We all have the privilege to enjoy the sweetness if God will help us to enjoy it. And he can and will this morning. It goes on down to say, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment." You know, it just run all the way down. it was very precious stuff, and it was very, very sweet. Sweet smelling, I suppose. "As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. It was on in that place that the Lord commanded the blessing. And do you know this morning that there is a place of unity? There is a mountain, a place where we can dwell with the Lord. It is not in a low place of sin and degradation, but it is in a high exalted place where God has lifted us up above those things. Not that we are anything, but that the grace of God is that great, that He wants to lift us up and make us able to sit together in heavenly places and enjoy the good blessings that God has given to us. You know, the Lord wants to give us, I believe, more than we can ask or think. I really believe that. I think our little finite minds can think of something good, and we can't even think of anything like what God has in mind for us. But the Lord, I believe, has that. And we want to read in 1 John chapter 1 here a few verses and look at the basis of our fellowship and what the word fellowship is talking about here. It says here, John, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now, you know, John was very close to the Lord, wasn't he? And when he writes this, he writes from a very personal perspective. He said, that which was from the beginning, we have seen Him with our eyes. Our hands have touched Him. And our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. You know, they had seen the Lord. Isn't that something? One of the disciples one time was in a boat, was it not Peter? And he said, it is the Lord. He finally recognized it was the Lord. Do you know this morning, the Lord had a very special and very precious revelation personally to these men. And this man, Brother John, that wrote this to us, he was telling us a little of what was flowing out of his heart. He said, I've seen Him. I've handled Him. I've touched Him. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. You know, Jesus was with the Father, wasn't He? But He came and gave His life and was manifested to these men. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's read on down here, and then we'll come back to some of this. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him. This is the message, and declare it unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful this morning that the Lord wants to cleanse us from all sin? And then He wants to give us fellowship one with another this morning. That word fellowship in Strong's, the Greek dictionary, says partnership. That is literally participation or social intercourse or pecuniary benefaction or being a benefit. To communicate, communication, communion, distribution, contribution, or fellowship. The word fellowship means, and this is in Webster's defining what Strong said this word, this Greek word meant, the word in Webster's means companionship, society, consort, mutual association of persons on equal and friendly terms, familiar intercourse. You know, John said in verse 4, he said, "These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Folks, the Lord is wanting us, when I read these scriptures this week, I would that God would inspire all of our hearts in a way that it was so inspired to me. You know, it says, we write these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You know, the Lord wants our joy to be full. Did you know that this morning? Did you know the Lord wants your joy to be full? And He wants my joy to be full. And He said, I'm writing these things to you so your joy will be full. And so as we look at the words of life here and we study them, let's ask the Lord, Lord, I want my joy to be full. You know, I'm convinced that there's many people that live for God that their joy is not as full as it could be. And, you know, I want my joy to be more. I love the things of God. But, you know, there's room for more and more and more. And so when we look here, he's declaring some things to us. And he says, this then is the message. Verse 3 says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to look at that just a minute this morning. You know, our fellowship with each other comes because of the fellowship we have with Jesus and with God. And that's where it comes from. If we do not have fellowship, strong bonds of fellowship with the Lord, if we do not walk with the Lord, we cannot really walk with one another in the fellowship that the Lord wants us to have. It goes on to say, excuse me, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Did you know there's no sin in God? Did you know there's no trying to deceive in God? Did you know in God there isn't any of these things? There isn't any darkness in Him. In Him is all the wisdom that is to be had in life. In Him is the understanding, the knowledge, the holiness, the warmth that we feel in our souls from God and from one another, and the hope. All these things that bring happiness into our lives, and they do, don't they? Do you know they come from God? And folks, our fellowship is through the Lord this morning. As we walk with the Lord, it says, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That is where it has to be, and that's where our lives have to be. Our lives have to be in fellowship with the Lord. And He says here, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness. Now, what is darkness? It's the opposite of light. Light is truth. Light is understanding. Light are those blessings of God that come from Him. And He says here, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Isn't that wonderful this morning? We have fellowship one with another as we walk in the light, folks. You know, we can have fellowship with anybody that's walking in the light. They may not have the same amount of light as we've got, but we can have fellowship if they're walking in the light. And if the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed them from all sin. And that is where our fellowship is this morning. And so I want to look at a little more of this. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanseth us from all sin. Now, you know, it really doesn't stop there. The whole book here of 1 John, Adam Clark says that it is written to the Gnostics, or because of the Gnostics, against whose errors it is supposed this epistle was written. We're great pretenders to knowledge, to the highest degrees of the divine illumination. These people were pretenders to great walks with God and the nearest communion with the fountain of holiness, while their manners were excessively corrupt. And so here we find from the very beginning, the devil has never changed. He's always been the same, corrupt one, always pretending to something he's not. Do you know that I expect John probably was written? When you read the book of John, you see it everywhere in it. You see the response. You see the teaching. You see the teaching of truth, of fellowship with that God in whom is no darkness at all. And so he goes on to say, and he says here, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I want to read on and come back to that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you know the Lord requires honesty this morning? He requires from you and me to confess who we are to God, just as we are. That there is no pretense before God. But he says here that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. That scripture, I believe, tells us what the previous scriptures are trying to tell us. If you look on over in the third chapter, you find here where it says a little more in 3:3, maybe we'll start there. And every man, this is still the same letter, see. I don't think John would have wrote one thing in the first part of his letter and totally contradicted it in the middle of his letter. And so at the beginning, he tells us, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, in 1 John 3:3, it says, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now you can see, if John was writing to the Gnostics, what he was saying here. You can see that his words were that you must admit your sin and be saved from it. And you must be saved from it. And you must be cleansed from it. And then you must walk in holiness before God. And so we find him here saying, he that committeth sin is of the devil. And so it goes on, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You know, this morning, our fellowship is with a holy God, in whom is no darkness at all. We're a part of him. We're a part of his fellowship. We are walking with him. We claim to walk with him. We claim to hear his voice, that he speaks to us. Do you know this morning, as we walk with the Lord, our fellowship is with the holy God. And if we say that we have never sinned, we lie and do not the truth. But folks, if we say that we continue on to sin and we continue in sin, we make him a liar. We almost blaspheme God by saying it's not possible for him to do what he has done with everything else in nature. And that is that it obeys his commands. The trees, the leaves, the animals, the water, everything does exactly what God told it to do. But we are the only things that cannot. You know, this morning, I just want to encourage us that our fellowship is in righteousness. Not a self-righteousness that we have, but a righteousness that God gives to us. Our fellowship is in that. And that is where, now we may be at different levels of light and understanding. We may understand some things different at different times in our life as we grow and as we understand more. But do you know that we have to walk in the light that we have, or we lie and do not the truth? We have to walk with the Lord in the way that He wants us to go. And so this morning, I'm sure not wanting to just crush anybody, but folks, this morning, let's go a little higher. Let's go where God is. Let's humble ourselves before Him. Confess who we are. That's what God wants us to do. And you know what the Lord wants to do then? He wants to save us from all unrighteousness. And to those that pretend to have a wonderful walk with the Lord and yet walk on in sin, to them He says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. And these Gnostics were kind of that way. So I want to look this morning at several scriptures here and there. And look at what the Lord wants to give to us. You know, this morning, is it not sin? Is it not sin that destroys people's lives? People that are destroyed today, people that are ashamed today, why is it? Is it not sin? Is it not because of their lying? Is it not because of their drinking? Is it not because of the drugs? Is it not because of their dishonesty? Is it not because of their conscience that is blackened? It is sin that does those things. And the Lord came to deliver us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness this morning. The Lord help us as we walk with Him to walk in all the light as He begins to show us more light. That we walk in it as He begins to show us His ways, that we quickly take it. It is our only hope for real fellowship. And that is where our fellowship is. It is in His Son. It is in the Lord. And then we have fellowship one with another. And any other way we try to make that will only be temporary or only be partial. It won't be as what the Lord is really wanting it to be this morning. I want to read in John 15. Maybe I'll just kind of, I don't want to just skip over this, but I want to mention it because to me it's invaluable. John 15 and 8. It says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." Now what's He talking about here? What are you going to bear? Fruit to righteousness? Fruit that glorifies God? The opposite of sin? The very thing that lifts men up and gives them dignity. The very thing that gives people respect between one another. The very opposite of sin. And He says here, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." And that is what the Lord is looking for us today. Lord, help us each one. We will never bear fruit unless we fellowship the Lord. Unless we fellowship God deeply. Unless we read His Word and it becomes our meat. Unless we follow Him with our whole heart. Unless we follow truth as He reveals it to us. When we turn our back on truth, we have turned our back on God. You know, this morning we follow Him. And as we do, we find Him working a work in us. A work that is worked from now till the time we die. The Lord continues to enlighten, to bring us to Himself, to share His own heart with us, His burden with us, to share the joys of God from heart to heart. The Lord does that, doesn't He, this morning? And it says here, He's glorified that we bear much fruit. We're going to be His disciples. "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you." This is Jesus speaking. "Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Isn't that wonderful this morning? These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. You know, when we turn our backs on light, or when we turn our backs on our walk with God, and other things become more important to us than walking with the Lord and knowing His voice and supping from His table. Do you know when we turn our backs on that? Our joy leaks out too. Because He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And you know, He had just told about dwelling in the vine and abiding there and living there. Not just coming to service or a camp meeting and getting a new touch of fire, but living in the place where we know the Lord. You know, the Lord wants us to live there. That takes a real death to ourself, doesn't it? A death of time. It takes a death to the things that God might, that's not light between us and Him. They've got to go, don't they? And we walk in truth as the Lord reveals light to us. We go and we walk in that way. We die to ourselves. We follow Him, and we receive of Him these wonderful blessings. But not only we receive His blessings, we receive the blessing of the fellowship that His fellowship brings between us. What a wonderful thing we have this morning. Saints, I just want to say, let's keep ourselves in that place where the grace flows between God to us. We need that. We don't have a thing without it. We don't have any strength. We don't have any glory. We don't have any of the joys of God. And we might have a few joys of this life, but they'll be fleeting and temporary. Remember, God is the source of understanding and wisdom and knowledge and holiness and hope, all the things that bring happiness to people's lives. God is the source of those things. Oh, it is not something that we should look at as if, I could never do that. Let's ask God, can you do that? Can you do that, Lord? And I believe the Lord has a little more for us sometimes in that way. The Lord help us all that we walk in holiness and truth and honesty before the Lord. You know, in John 17, the Lord was very intent on the joys that He had to be transferred to His people. We read about David enjoying, and I love the words that he used there. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And you know, David knew what it was. And I know I've used this illustration plenty of times. But David knew what it was for brethren to risk their life for him. He saw the time when he just simply stated, this amazes me almost beyond measure. He said, oh, that I had a drink out of the well of Bethlehem. And do you know, three men put their lives on the line and broke through the enemy's lines and went to the well of Bethlehem and brought him back a drink. David said, I can't drink this. This came at too high of a cost here. I can't do this. But you know, that was the level of love, care, concern. He didn't ask them to do that. They loved him so much, they just did it. And they put their life on the line. Folks, the Lord wants to, within us here, make our love to increase and deepen. Does it mean that we will never have an issue? You know, the disciples, when Jesus was walking with them, was there never something that would come up that would cause ripples, and they got aggravated at each other even sometimes? But you know what? It doesn't have to get caustic and sinful, does it? That's the difference between the people of God. Folks, we love one another. If we're blood washed, we can walk together. Folks, let's don't look at anybody else down through our nose, but to love one another. Let's extend the hand of love and the hand that these men extended for David. I'll put my life on the line for you. That's what's flowing in my heart. That's how deep it runs. Folks, the Lord wants that to be between us, deeper and deeper. It's His heart. You know what He did? He saw our need and He put His Son's life on the line. And He sent His Son to bear the insults for us. And He saw all of that. And He did that for us. And now He's telling us, I'm telling you all these things because I want your joy to be full. I want my joy to flow in you and I want it to flow between you and I want you to enjoy that. I want it to be a blessing that no man takes from you. I want it to be a blessing that endures through your life. Don't we have something precious this morning when we have these things? Oh, this morning we want the Lord to give to us those precious things that He longs for His people to be full of. Not, He didn't say, I long for you to have a little joy. He said that it might be full. Thank the Lord this morning. In John 17 and 20, He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word. This was Jesus, one of the last things He had to say as He was going out of the world. He wanted to pray for these disciples. You know what? He knew He was dying for the sins of the whole world down through the ages. And He said, now I'm not praying for these alone. I'm praying for all of them that hear this word. And He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee. See, there's that fellowship between God and His Son. And He said, I want them to be one like that, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me. Do you know this morning, this is one of the most signature items a Christian can have, that the world, when it sees it, may believe those are the people of God. Those folks love each other. They love each other through everything. They love each other when things are going good and when they're going bad. You know what? That's the signature of the people of God. That's one of the biggest things. And folks, this morning, as we walk with the Lord in fellowship with Him, the Lord wants our hearts to enlarge and to love one another. If I'll tell you, if there is any time that we needed to pull together, it's now. We live in a world that is more and more focusing its beams against us. But folks, we have something very, very precious this morning. And I thank God for it. I wasn't raised among this people, but I want to tell you something, folks. I have been blessed so much through my life to be here, that the Lord would allow me that place in my life, that I could live among a people that loves and serves the Lord and that fellowships Him and He them this morning. And He goes on to say here that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me, and the glory which Thou gavest Me. This is what Jesus is saying. Lord God, the glory that You have given to Me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as We are one. I in them, Thou in Me. I in them and Thou in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent Me and hast loved them, and Thou hast loved Me. Isn't that a witness this morning? There's no greater witness to the world than a life that they have to say, there's something different. There's something there. And you know, we have that to give them today. It is a blessing that the Lord wants to give. Fellowship is one of the sweetest things on earth. I found it to be so. I treasure it above most things. I will tell you, I treasure it. I treasure it above my own feelings. I treasure it not above the Word of God, but I will tell you, I treasure it this morning, folks. God wants us to have it. It's a gift from God, the pure and holy God. As we fellowship with the Holy God, we have fellowship with one another. The only thing that can break that. The only thing that we have to allow to break that, we can't help, is when there is sin involved. Then there's no fellowship with God, and there's no real fellowship with one another this morning. The sweetness sin will destroy. You know, this morning, we all have our differences. I'm just reading a few little notes I threw in here. We all have sometimes even our aggravations. But folks, we have to protect this fellowship this morning. You know, the devil is set against it. If he can destroy that, he has a pretty good shot at destroying some of us. And so he is dead set against this most valuable thing in our lives today. And I want to tell you, I'm dead set to protect this precious privilege that we have as the children of God. Thank the Lord this morning. I want to read just a little more here. I know our time's about up. You know, 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. We can't fellowship everything. But it says here, 6 and 14, it says, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? I want to ask you that. What communion does light and darkness have? You're not going to have them both, are you? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God, folks. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You see what a precious thing we have to protect within our own heart and life as we live for the Lord and as we walk with Him and as we're honest with Him. You know, the second chapter of 1 John where we was reading, it goes on to say that, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now, what he's telling them is, if there is a place that someone falls, do you know, we don't want to throw the towel in. We have something way too precious for that. He says, if there is someone that falls, he says, we still have an advocate with the Father. He'll still forgive, and we can go right on having fellowship with the Father, which gives us fellowship with one another. Thank the Lord this morning. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Isn't that awesome this morning? The Lord help us each one. Ephesians 5 and 11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And so this morning, you know, saints, we long to have fellowship with everyone, don't we? That fellowship comes from those who have departed from evil and from darkness and love the Lord. And you know, we can be right here in here. The only way we can really have fellowship is that we depart from evil. You know, just because we are here don't mean that we have departed from evil. The devil's not partial. He doesn't say, well, they go to that place, I'm going to stay out. We have to watch it, don't we? Have to be careful lest the sin that so easily besets us. Those things, Brother Stanley used to say a lot, everyone has a besetting sin, something that if they're not careful will overtake them. You know, this morning, let's walk with the Lord. Let's walk close to Him. That's the only way that we can walk with Him. Let's humble ourselves before Him and not deny His power and not deny His blood and the power of it. and walk with the Lord. One more scripture or so here, Philippians 2 and 1. It's Paul and Timotheus. No, let's see, Philippians 2 and 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Do you know this is what the Lord's wanting to bring us to? Do you know He has in mind for us to not just walk in the fellowship of the Spirit forever? He wants us to walk in the fellowship of the truth, the fellowship of His Word. And we find in Ephesians 4, I'll turn to one more place maybe. In Ephesians 4, it speaks of that, where he says he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And he tells why here, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You know, there's a fellowship of a clean and righteous spirit. And there's a fellowship of the faith, which is the belief, the ways of God. And folks, the Lord wants us to come to those things. He wants to work with us together and bring us to those things. That takes time. It takes energy. As long as our heart and life is clean and we are walking in the truth that the Lord speaks to us, do you know that we are in fellowship with God and we can be in fellowship with one another? And this morning, I urge every one of us that we, and myself, I must walk with the Lord. I must keep pure, keep humble, keep supping at His table, keep drinking from His life, keep drinking at the fountain that gives us all good. Keep our prayer life alive with God. Do you know when the Lord enlivens you and me? It gives us fellowship, doesn't it? When we speak about the things of God, it witnesses to our hearts, doesn't it? Isn't that a precious privilege that we have this morning? Lord, teach us each one and bring us to a deeper and a closer fellowship that brings deeper and closer joy in the things of God this morning. You all pray for me.